All the radio and television weasels gathering in Las Vegas this weekend for the National Association of Broadcasters show.
Oh, okay.
And I imagine most people can relate to this because more often than not, you go to a hotel on the weekend, there's always some sort of convention going on.
Conference of some sort.
And you can always spot the people that are there at a conference versus people that are traveling by themselves or with their family.
Well, they usually have a lanyard on, but yes.
Yeah, that's part of it. But they dress a little differently. They kind of walk in packs.
Yeah,
it's a weird little subculture of humanity when people are at a conference at a hotel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can only, I've never been to an NAB show. That's what they call it, the National Association of Broadcasters. But I'm sure that this is a real snooze fest because this is, you know, the engineers and the people that own the stations, they talk about how much things cost and all of that. And I bring it up because sometimes I'll say to you, now, why don't I get invited to these things?
Yeah.
You know, because they have little panels where people discuss the issues of in the business today. And I say, why don't I get asked to do this ever? And I think I've figured out why, because the FCC chairwoman, her name is Jessica Rosenworcel.
Okay.
I would be sitting there going, Rosenworcel. Remember that commercial with the dog for the bacon?
Yes, I remember.
Snosages. That's all I can think of when I'm sitting there. I'm like, Worcel, what is it? Rosenworcel. Snosages, Rosenworcel. This is why nobody wants me at these kind of events, because I'm just a bozo. This is why I'm not successful, because that's the first thing that comes to my mind. She's obviously an accomplished woman. She's running a big agency.
Uh-huh.
Federal communications is television, radio, computers, internet, all that sort of stuff. What am I thinking? Rosenworcel. Your name's funny, lady. I mean, what an idiot I am. I admit that. I'm an idiot.
I don't know that you're an idiot. I think that a lot of people would probably have that thought, especially when they're sitting through a boring conference.
Yeah.
But you don't get invited to these things because you don't pay to go to them. We've had this conversation. You have to pay to go.
The NAB is not even, you know, it's not record people. It's not one of those kind of icky, you know, sleazy
I understand, but who wants
to take care of my buddy sort of thing? It's the National Association of Broadcasters.
I know, but who wants to pay for a flight out to Vegas, for their hotel, for the food, for a ticket to go to this thing, to be bored and to think about just making fun of the person who's making the speech? Nobody wants to go to
Rosenworcel. I'll tell you what. Let me show you a picture. We might need to post this, and listen, they probably hate me anyway.
Yeah.
But look at her face, right? Does she not look a little bit like Nick Jonas in drag from the Jonas Brothers?
Oh my
Just a little
God.
Bit. Am I wrong? Lying, I'm dying. Does she not?
She does a little bit.
Rosenworcel.
That's not nice.
Big Boss Bob is going there. I'm going to tell him that. He's going to think the same thing now. I'm going to put it in his head. He's very professional. He's a very smart guy, very accomplished guy. But I know if every once in a while I say something so dumb that it even with him, it kind of sticks a little bit. And he goes,
chuckles a little bit.
Why did Robbie have to put Rosenworcel in my head? Because Rosenworcel, sausages. That's all I can think of now.
Uh-huh.
Looks like a Jonas brother. Yesterday was a stressful day for me.
Taxes.
Yesterday was tax day.
Yes.
But it was, it was fine. It was better than I thought it would be, to tell you the truth.
All right, good.
But it was compounded by a couple of factors. Yesterday was a beautiful day, obviously. It was almost 90 degrees. So I said to Rochelle, since we had to, we went down near the beach where we used to live, because that's where we found a tax lady when we first got here a few years ago. I said, maybe we should stop and have a little lunch, because we managed to get out of the building around lunchtime, and then we had an appointment in the afternoon. I said, let's go get a little lunch. Maybe we can find a place by the water.
Mm-hmm.
So we do, but yesterday I'm wearing a sweater with a shirt under it and jeans and socks and shoes. So this was not the right outfit to wear to go sit at the marina in 87-degree weather.
Well,
so I'm sweating, and I think the place, and I don't want to plug them because I understand it's difficult to find staff, but they were short-staffed, and they told us they were short-staffed, so it just took forever, and it's slow, and then the yard, but I'm dripping with sweat, and it's just, it was quite an afternoon. So I went into the tax place, you know, feeling like a bum, and it was a stressful afternoon.
Well, you forget the part between the lunch and the tax place where I
put the
address in my phone, and it happened to be the old location.
Yeah, she moved this past year.
Oh,
right.
No.
So we screwed that up
on
top of it.
So we got lost, and then we ended up being late because I got lost and got turned around, and of course I had to go a mile out of my way to turn around.
Let me say this, Joe. You know, you can have an animal that is a sweet, loving, affectionate animal, and then and then unfortunately this animal gets rabies and has a totally different personality.
Yes.
This is Rochelle at lunch versus Rochelle, oh my God, I don't have the address, I don't know where I'm going. You go from a loving sweet to a rabid animal.
I hate being lost. Like, not knowing exactly where I'm going is the thing that sets me off faster than anything else. Oh. I just get so nervous. I get frustrated. It's like all the bad feelings all at once happening, and I'm driving. Yeah. So it's just like, it's the worst combination for me.
And I know this is a little gross, but I got to mention this also. Yesterday, we had the building crawling with people because they got a convention going on across the hallway,
right?
So that was stressful for me because I had, you know, I'm trying to get bathroom time. You know, I already have anxiety about the crowds at the Bruce Springsteen concert tonight.
Right.
We stop after lunch. I was fine leaving the restaurant, but then after the tax lady, I got to go. And I'm like, well, just pull over to Wawa or something. We go into the Wawa, and there's not only a line, by the time I get in there, you get a guy who's in the stall, and he's talking on the phone. I don't know why people do this in public, but this is a Joe, you go into men's rooms. Am I lying? There's people that they'll be in the stall on the phone having a conversation. Yeah. Bizarre.
I don't understand that at all.
And the guy ahead of me to use the stall is I think it was a Middletown police officer. I'm trying to remember what town it was. He's a police officer.
Right.
And
right.
He's there. He's got the gun and the cuffs. And it's like, that was just too stressful in a bathroom situation. So I just panicked and exited the situation and had to wait till I got home. So it was just a weird afternoon. But
yeah, that sounds like it was really pretty strange.
No other people have experiences like this, right? This is not normal.
I can't imagine what you must have been like.
Yeah. It was tough.
There's a line of people out the door. There's a policeman in the bathroom. This is too much. I got to go.
And when Rochelle didn't have the, I'm sure you were loving and supporting.
I was loving and supporting. And this is the thing. You ready for this? I said nothing. I said nothing because I know what her trigger is. So I just said, I stayed calm. No, in my head, I'm like, just pull over. I said nothing. Then she starts attacking me.
I did not attack
you. I said, is there
you.
Something I can do? She's like, maybe you could pick up the phone and call her. I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. I didn't think
to do that.
Well,
there you go.
So I tried to stay. What did she do? She just comes at me anyway.
I did say that.
Now I'm all stressed out again. I literally broke a sweat here telling this whole story again. So
you and the woman I'm married to are the same person.
And to make matters worse, then Joe calls me later in the afternoon. So the whole day was a mess. It was just a mess.
Yeah, I was simple.
Yeah.
I was simple. I had no, you know.
You caused me no trouble, let me tell you. Easy.
I'm just sitting on my boat, and I'm just, you know, I'm trying to keep my head down.
Ain't that nice for you? I had no issues with you yesterday. Just fine.
I was on the SS Minnow trying to figure out what I got to do. Oh, what a mess.
Is there stuff broken, or you got to?
No, it's just a mess. It's just neat. You know, it's a whole winter just sitting there, and you know, it gets filthy and. And I'm just trying to get it to where when my wife gets on it next weekend, it's not, you know, a disaster.
Mm. Sure, sure.
Because no matter what, it's going to be. You know, she's going to get on and say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm never going to get this fixed. Oh, I'm never going to get it cleaned.
Well, honey, what should I do about it? Maybe you could call somebody.
Nothing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know what? That's when I go outside and paint the bottom.
I'll be under the boat if you need me, honey.
Yeah, I'll be underneath.
I'll be here if you need me.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, and then she calls me, and I got to climb up the ladder because it's out of the water, you know. Then I got to climb up the ladder, climb up the stern, get inside. Oh, never mind. Oh, jeez.
Maybe, don't they have a hangar where you can put the boat? Does it have to be outside?
Yeah, no, in this place it's got to be. I'm lucky they even have blocks to put it up on
where
we have it.
So we're talking big bucks for the hangar. That's the deal there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. That's way out of the price range to do that.
I understand. Sorry for asking.
I mean, it's barely, we don't even wrap it because it's just cost so much money to wrap them. I just, you know, I'd rather just have it get soaked all, you know, get rained on all winter.
You're one step above those people that hitch the trailer and leave it on the front lawn all winter?
Well, you know, basically, yeah, really. But I mean, the thing about it is that we did wrap it once and it got filled with mold. So, yeah, so we probably did something wrong, but I just, that's the last time. We never did that again. So.
Mm.
Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Finally, Friday, CBB. If you're a local business, an organization, a community group, a charity, you know how it goes. You're putting on a fun event. Let us know about it. We'll share it right here. Doing something to raise a little awareness for your cause. We're happy to help you out best we can every morning about 6:20 and 8:35. And we also post as many as we can on the website as well. We just get the team of interns in there plugging all this stuff in entering the URL code and all of that. However, websites are updated. I remember GeoCities years ago, but I'm sure we're not using that.
No, not quite.
You know, I tried to build myself a website once. It was geocities.com/Robbie or something.
Really?
Yeah, and I went back and I found that on the web archive.
You could still find it?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. And
interesting.
It's really funny. Really,
I'm going to have to search for that. That's
it's like favorite
hilarious.
Food, pasta fazool. I'm like, this is a business thing. Why cares?
This is my business page.
Interest, pizza, beer. Ninja Turtles. I'm like, look at this clown. That was me at the dawn of the internet.
So. I love it.
Yeah. Anyhow, 1071theboss.com. We've got all those events when you click station events, community events. You can contact us there. You can always text in 732-774-4444 with your link to your event or direct messages on our Facebook page, also at 1071theboss. Boss Roadie's out at Allaire Flea Market, Allaire Village, Farmingdale, Danic Avenue tomorrow morning starting at 10 with lots of prizes. Spin that prize wheel. Get you qualified for some hot concert tickets. I think we get Southside Johnny on the prize wheel for tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
On the Stone Pony Summer Stage, pretty sure. Plus Boss Summer Shirts and more. And then Sunday, it is Springsteen Weekend, and it's a special edition of Springsteen on Sunday live from Bar A in Lake Como. Doors at 8, shows at 9, booze at 10, all right? Mm-hmm. Bradley Beach Restaurant Week, that gets going starting Sunday and then runs through next Saturday the 22nd. Specials at dozens of local Bradley Beach restaurants. BradleyBeachAlliance.org for a full list of participating restaurants. That sounds like something out of Star Wars, doesn't it? The Bradley Beach Alliance. Lord Vader, should we crush them?
I don't know if it sounds like Star Wars because it has the word beach in it, but okay.
That was the nerdiest thing I've ever said. This might be the guy I saw in the Wawa bathroom yesterday. The Coffee with a Cop is happening Monday from 1 to 3 at the Barn in Whiting. Grab a cup of coffee, speak with members of the Patrol Division, Traffic Safety Division, and Investigations Bureau. That'd be so interesting to talk to the detectives.
Yeah, that would be.
They're like, show me your cases. I'll help you.
I know.
The Barn Dash NJ on Facebook for all the details. And Beer Run 5K Beer Festival is happening next weekend, noon to 4, again at the historic village of Allaire. Run or walk through the historic village, cross the finish line for a craft beer festival.
Okay.
That's like you put the little hamster chasing the cheese.
Yes.
Send Rochelle in a 5K toward the beer tent.
That's absolutely the way to get me to run 3.5 miles.
Sign up is now, so do it today. Get the info to TheBeerRunNJ.com, and then that's for next weekend, but sign up now. There you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB. It's your Friday Community Bulletin Board. We've done it. We've reached the end of another week. And no matter how it went for you, at least you have not been arrested. Or maybe you have. I hope you have a good lawyer. But here are some stories. We searched the police blotters, our crack team of researchers, north, south, east, west, across the pond, across the border, for the stories of your award-winning fellow citizens. Time for Dumb! Crook News. At least you're not behind bars, right? At least you're not having bread and water and working a chain gang, all right?
Hopefully.
Let's start off in Florida. You know it's going to be a good one. We start in Florida. Dateline to Naples, 36-year-old Joseph Moulton, a little drunk this past weekend, broke into the police station, decided to defecate on the floor. Great plan so far. So far, his night is just going great.
Gross.
He scaled the fence to the station, got into an unlocked cop car, and then hung out there for a few minutes. All this is caught on camera. That's how we know this. He then hid behind some bushes, found a hose, shoved it under the door, turned it on. Lobby ended up flooding, and that's what burst the door open. That's how he's able to get in. He went into the police locker rooms, took a shower, put on a uniform, tried a bulletproof vest, tossed a $1,000 police radio in the toilet, and then did the poo on the floor in the women's bathroom.
How did nobody see him? That's crazy.
Well, they checked the security footage afterwards and found all of this once the cops get back. And I guess they're not at every barrack 24 hours a day, especially the smaller ones. Here's the best part of this story, though. As he was leaving, dropped his wallet with his ID.
No.
So they were easily able to match the ID with the video.
Amazing.
They caught him at a local 7-Eleven.
That's a pretty crazy story. It's like something out of a movie. Why would you go to a place where people get arrested?
Pretty ballsy guy to be able to walk into the police station, you know.
And I'm really supposed to believe this.
And that's some crack reporting by the local news in Naples, Florida, isn't it?
Well, it's also some crack cops if they had this guy come in there, do all of that stuff, and nobody noticed.
Well, there's nobody there. How are they going to notice?
There's not a secretary. They don't have somebody there.
It's middle of the night.
There's got to be a dispatch or something there.
I don't know. You'd think they have at least alarms that goes to somebody's cell phone.
Exactly. Somebody's
beeper is going off somewhere. How are you that drunk that you decide to do all of this?
I don't know.
How are you that drunk? Man, I must not be drinking the right stuff because I don't know that I've ever been that drunk.
It's a very dumb thing to do.
I got another Florida story for you. We're cooking now. Dateline to Orlando. 28-year-old arrested there after shoplifting a $540 Razor scooter from the Target store. Surveillance footage in the Target shows a man going in about noontime this past Monday, putting the scooter in a cart, then rolling it outside without paying for it. You'd think the beeping thing would go off.
Yeah.
Employee does see it happen, hits a little button, and the police show up. The man was still on the sidewalk outside the store trying to assemble the scooter. He'd taken it out of the box. He apparently also did not have a car. So he may have been, police speculate, he may have been putting the scooter together to make his big getaway.
You think he would have gone a little further.
He was arrested for shoplifting and they found some drug paraphernalia on his person. Because, of course, Florida. I ain't got no car, and now I'm under arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Dateline Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 34-year-old Blake Tokman smashed a window trying to break into someone's home. He then left and tried to break into a second house on the street, but that's where he got a little hinky because the police arrived.
Mm.
Someone's alarm goes off and alerts police. He was fully greased up and naked while he was trying to break into the houses.
What?
He'd covered himself in wheel-bearing grease and peppermint oil.
Why?
I guess he was thinking he would be able to more easily slide through...
He made himself slippery.
Tight spaces, get past the fence.
That's fantastic.
Listen, I'm not a criminal. I don't understand how the criminal mind works.
Yeah.
He tried to run away, ended up in someone's swimming pool, attempted to hop on their trampoline to jump another fence.
Oh, my gosh.
Police were able to catch him on the trampoline, but it was difficult, officers say, to arrest him because he was so slippery.
And wet now.
I got one running, going westbound behind just the fence. He's naked. He's in the pool. Still running. Get back here!
That's a body cam footage. Listen, there's no doubt about it. The police have a difficult job.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you're in the suburbs and you just got some drunk idiot who put oil all over himself, it might be a couple of ha-has for you.
He's
you might
naked.
Might have a story to tell your buddies when you get to the bar after your shift that night. Yeah, you know, it was a rough night for me. I found his naked guys all greased up.
Gross.
And you got to put his slippery butt cheeks in the backseat of your car. Oh, my God. This is good. Dateline to Wisconsin. Stevens Point, Wisconsin. They're searching for the serial toilet clogger who's been repeatedly clogging the same toilet at a community center for a year and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
He's in the town of Sheboygan, which I guess is nearby. It's been clogged 29 times over the last 3 years. The police do not have any solid leads. They believe this is not a person who is using a lot of toilet paper to clean themselves. Uh-huh. They believe they're doing this on purpose as a way to clog the toilet and cause difficulty for others.
Well, 29 times is a lot.
Thousands of dollars in damage. Sheboygan, Wisconsin Police, Stevens Point PD say if you have any information on the serial toilet clogger, please contact the PD immediately.
It's got to be somebody who works there, right? Because who else would be going
into... it's a community center, so I mean, I guess anybody can go in there.
I guess, but that's a lot of times to be using the toilet.
And he's walking in there, strolling. He's like, they'll never catch me. And clog the toilet. Oh.
People are weird.
Put the tough stuff in the hole. And
gross.
All right, one more for you. 30-year-old Glenn Flurry, dateline to Mariana, Pennsylvania. Goes into a bank earlier this month, robs a place, puts a note to the teller. Note says, just give me the money and nothing else will happen. He then signed his name under the note. Yep, his real name. The teller gave him $1,300, called the police. They studied the surveillance tapes and the signature and found out that Glenn was behind a robbery. They tracked him down within 4 hours and arrested him. His big excuse, someone forged my signature.
Ah, of course.
But that's you on the tape, isn't it? That's just a guy that looks like me who also writes his signature like me.
Why would he sign his name? Like, sincerely, John Doe?
To whom it may concern, this here is a robbery. Sincerely yours.
It's so weird.
Best regards and wishes to you and yours. See, this is why it's called Dumb Greek News. Those are pretty good today. I like those.
Yeah, those are good.
Thank you to our crack team of researchers. We have a whole facility here at Press Communications.
Oh, yeah.
Staff with those who are searching police blotters for dumb crook news every week.
Yep. You know?
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people come up to me and they say, why are you going to talk about the other radio stations? And it's just because I can't help myself. But I'm going to pay a compliment to our friends Lou and Shannon across the street at the Point Station, Joe. I happen to hear a promo where Lou called himself the host. He said, hey, don't interrupt the host. And she goes, you're the co-host. And I was like, yes, that's absolutely correct. Show respect to your co-host. I would never say that. So I'm going to say that was actually an entertaining promo.
It was entertaining. Yeah, well,
entertaining in the sense that I liked imagining what was going on behind the scenes where the microphone went off and she went, what the hell was that? I'm the co-host, damn it. So that's
I can get in trouble doing that these days. You don't want to mess with that. That's bad news.
That's true.
Well, if he did it, it'd be bad news. She probably could slap him around a little bit. It'd be all right.
Yeah.
What's he going to say about it? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing.
He's going to say nothing is what he's going to keep his mouth shut about it. That's what he's going to say.
That's right.
Also,
go home and have a burrito.
If you've seen Lou, that's probably exactly what
he's doing. Oh, be nice.
Oh, stop.
Come on.
No one on this except for Rochelle. No one else should say anything about anybody else.
No.
Like
this show, absolutely not.
No.
Because you and I are way past
you shouldn't say
help,
that
actually.
Anyway. Let's, not nice.
Right. Let's take a look at the BMI for Joe Nolan and Robbie
stop
Bridges.
Stop it, both right. of you.
Oh,
Ozempic. You know.
It is a Friday show, isn't
let me
it?
Ask you this, Joe. What's the over-under that I have left the Prudential Center tonight? Concert starts at 7:30. What's the over-under I'm gone by 8:30?
No. Oh, if you do that, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bruce Springsteen in New Jersey.
Right.
It could go on for 3 hours. That's number one.
Well, listen, I thought to look this up, and he has been averaging 2 hours and 10 minutes a concert so far on his tour.
Well, yeah, but that's not here. I mean, in New Jersey, when he's playing, it could go on for a long time. That's number one. Number two, you're in a suite.
No, there's people there.
There's other people, Joe. That's the issue. Yeah. If it was his suite with no one else in it, he'd be fine.
I mean, if it was just on TV, if it was on HBO, I'm sure I'll watch the whole thing. No problem.
You got free food, free booze. You're going to be in there. It's a suite.
See, the question I asked you is, what's the over-under? I'll be gone by 8:30.
You have to stay the whole time.
Not the question I asked you, though.
No, I'm not going to give you a no. You're staying.
Maybe
you
not.
You have to stay. No, you have to stay.
9:15.
No, you have to stay to the end. Rochelle, if he wants to leave, let him leave.
Yeah,
if you guys are taking the train, let them leave.
That's right. I can just go home myself. Rochelle can stay and party.
That's true.
Get on the train. Yeah.
That's going to be trouble, though. That'll be trouble.
And to be honest with you, you probably have a better time.
Oh, no.
Come on now. I'm nothing but laughs. I'm going to predict 9:25. It's going to be my prediction.
I understand. First of all, what time's the ticket say it starts?
7:30.
All right, so he probably won't come on until like 8. Yeah. So,
once again, 9:25.
They're playing until 10:15. You're on the coastline. I'm not exactly sure what time the trains are, but I was going to say there's a 9:28 and a 10:28 to where I live. But, let's look. See, this is important, too. If you're taking the trains.
Uh-huh. This is important tonight because there's a lot of people going.
It's going to be packed. Trains are going to be loaded, yeah.
You're not helping the cause of making him stay, though, by saying that, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm out of there at 7:45.
Yeah, now he doesn't.
The minute the lights go on, I'm gone.
That's right. Let's see. Newark. Here it is. Newark Penn Station heading south on the North Jersey coast. Oh, no. You're on the Northeast Corridor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an old... All right, well, we'll figure this out. People don't care. I mean, they're not, you know...
And by the way, there's always UBER, and I'm home. So,
there's always that.
You know what, though? The surcharge tonight is going to be insane.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Depends how badly I got to get out. It just depends. So, we'll see. But I'm going, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to clap for Bruce, and then I'm out. So, I'm glad he's here, but he doesn't need me.
Let's see. At Newark Penn, there is a 9 p.m., a 9:24, 9:55, a 9:59.
All right.
And a 10:13.
How about 9:55? Is that acceptable? That's acceptable.
No. It's Bruce Springsteen at Prudential Center. There is no acceptable leaving early.
I don't think I've ever stayed for an entire concert in my life. I mean, the Pope could be up there with Sinatra and I would leave early.
Have you ever been to a Bruce concert in New Jersey?
No. So I'm in Boston.
That's not. I don't even know why he even goes up there and plays there. It's different. It's just a different thing, and there's magic involved.
There's going to have to be a lot of magic to keep him there.
So maybe security to hold me down.
But that's not Rochelle though. She wants to see it, and you're going to leave.
Joe, let me tell you something.
Horrible.
You don't know Rochelle as well as you think you do.
That's horrible. And, you know, that's
really
bad.
We're both antisocial.
You should give the tickets to somebody who wants to go.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to go. I just can't stay for more than a couple hours.
You don't want to go. You don't want to go.
No, Joe, his biggest issue is obviously the crowds, but then going home is going to be the train being packed, too, at night with people who are drunk and acting stupid. Yep. And that's the big... It's not the actual show. It's not that he doesn't want to stay for the show.
If Bruce just wanted to have the over the house and Bruce is going to play some songs in the backyard and the acoustic guitar, I'll stay all night. That'd be great.
That's the best part of the show, is getting on the train where all the drunks coming home. That's the best part.
It'll make for a lot of good stories on Monday. We're always looking for something to talk about.
Joe, I got
to
tell you, you've made me feel worse about this situation than I did before. You've made everything worse. That's what you're doing.
That's like this Devil's Ranger series coming up. That's going to be the best part, coming home on the train with all the fights and the drunks and everything. It's going to be great.
Joe, your idea of fun is not Robbie's idea of fun.
I can't breathe anymore.
I'm speaking for him because his face is like... It, like, dropped. He's pale.
You'll be fine.
As the host of the show, I say we just move on, okay?
I tell you, okay, fine. Well, here we go. Hold on, I got to turn my alarm off.
Yeah. Okay. Walk away? What happened? Oh, there he is.
I'm just getting an alarm going.
The alarm's going.
Man, this is highly professional radio broadcasting.
Alexa, off!
I got another one for the promo.
That's it.
Good morning, John and Lisa from Chocolate Carousel and Wall. It's so good to have you guys in the house.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having
us. Good morning, guys. Thank you.
I have to be honest with you. We prefer to come to your house because it's so much fun every time you walk into Chocolate
Carousel.
You're
welcome. You're welcome anytime.
We did the very last. We did the baking kit this week. We've been talking about it. We did the very last of the blueberry lemon tart bar. Am I saying it right?
It's just a lemon blueberry bar, I believe.
I keep adding the tart in there because it does have, it was sweet, but then has a nice tart finish.
That's perfect.
Oh, boy.
You can call it whatever you want. We're going to let that be your thing.
We can change the name anytime.
John, I was going to, you know, maybe give you a little piece and we sampled together for our work, but I ate it already. Oh. So the last of it's gone.
And I brought a cup of coffee with me. I know. And I was going to have a little treat here.
I told him I didn't want to because you're a professional at this. And while the DIY kits make it so easy and everything is there for you,
right.
I was still nervous. I don't want to have you try my stuff because I've tried your stuff and it's incredible.
That's funny because we watched you guys making it and you looked like you did it just perfectly. So give yourself the credit.
And this one didn't have any booze in it, unlike the last one. So this was much harder work for Rochelle to get through the baking process.
Well, we'll take notes for that for future times.
Yes, please.
Some booze for you.
But the video, by the way, is up on our Facebook page, both at Robbie and Rochelle Radio and at 107.1 The Boss. But that was the whole point of bringing it in, I was going to sample it. So I apologize. But boy, it was fun and easy to make, right? So
it was so easy. I love the kits because I'm not necessarily a baker. I like to cook, but you guys make the kit so that everything is already pre-measured. It's done for every single thing, from the eggs to the butter. Everything is in that kit. I had to buy nothing. I opened the box and I made the dessert. It was awesome.
Yeah. And like you said, that the recipe, it's three ingredients in a pie crust.
It was so easy.
People get intimidated. It's nothing intimidating.
I have never in my life made anything like that, and I could not believe how easy it was. It was awesome.
I thought what you said also about the, it's like the Food Channel where you watch those shows. Yeah. It's like, who made those nice little bowls with all the ingredients?
Right.
Well, this is exactly what Chocolate Carousel does for you. If you go and get one of these baking kits, and they're on sale from today, Friday today, through next Friday, and we can go to your website, or we can call and then come pick them up, or
absolutely,
however you want to do it, right?
Yep, absolutely. And they're a great project to do with the family, too.
Yeah.
Because the kids can jump in and help you.
Yeah.
The husband, like you did, Robbie, can jump in and help.
She says, like you did. Yeah. The kids, matter of fact, went on Easter. Every holiday, you guys do it out big. And so you brought the kids over there Easter week, right?
We did. And you guys had the popcorn there where they were doing the chocolate-covered popcorn and the candy, and the Easter bunny was there. And, of course, the kids had to load up on all the chocolate bars. And Lola bought 3 cupcakes and ate them all in the car on the way to the next three cupcakes. It was like, are you okay?
We have a lot of fun at the bakery, and we try to really make it a fun family atmosphere for the kids to come at the holidays. So we loved seeing you there. Thank you for doing that.
No, we loved being there, so thanks for having us.
Last time we were there, I liked meeting Grandma, too. That was fun. She's a character.
She's there all the time, dipping pretzels. If you love our pretzels, she gets all the credit.
We can send her to your house anytime.
Yeah. There you go. That sounds great. Man, video is up right now on our Facebook, and make a purchase. Buy the baking kit. It is a lot of fun, and it is delicious. You can hear it from us. Thanks again to Chocolate Carousel, and we have another project coming up soon. Any hints before we let you go what the next one is?
No, we don't want to give you any advance warning.
Oh, I see.
Okay. No prep.
Oh, no.
Thank you, John and Lisa. Always good to see you in here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM. Your free Boss app, the last untamed radio station in North America. Jersey's free money radio station, giving away some free cash this morning to Jackie Orapello of Barnegat or Barnegat, as she said. Oh, Barnegat.
I like it.
She got $200 this morning and qualified, of course, for that $5,000 in her hand and 2 more chances still to come with Michelle and Dusan. 107.1 The Boss. And matter of fact, Ross is in this afternoon. Uncle Ross is in.
Oh, that's fun.
Dusan's going to be live at the Prudential Center.
Oh, right. Okay.
For Bruce. So I guess they're kind of doing the show together. But Ross is here at Mission Control, and Dusan will be on site for everybody heading on in to see Bruce tonight. So that'll be a lot of fun. We got the Boss Party Suite. I know we got a lot of friends that have won those tickets, been lucky enough to win over the past month or so that we've been doing that. Big deal. I know there's been some shows in Philly and New York, but it is a big deal to have Bruce here back at home. So
yes,
we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Get the list out this morning of the 100 most influential people from Time Magazine. It's kind of strange they do the most influential of 2023 in April. It's not even halfway through the year, but here it is this morning. Includes celebrities like Michael B. Jordan. That's the guy from Creed.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh.
Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
She just made news. She's in some sort of a harassment suit, I think.
Oh, really?
Colin Farrell, Leah Michelle. Icons. Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
I mean, he's from Star Wars, right? He did that. And
yeah, he's, if you're on TikTok. He's all over TikTok.
I remember
right now
he's on Saturday Night Live not that long ago.
Yeah,
is that the guy?
Yeah.
What's he on TikTok for?
There's just these memes of him looking annoyed or like eating a taco or something, and people are putting it in front of their videos because he just has kind of this stoic face.
Yeah.
So when you put him in front of something that's really stupid, a really stupid video, it just enhances the video, makes it hilarious because he does one where he's like shaking his head in disapproval.
Kind of the face I'm making right now.
Exactly. And it's funny.
Hearing about this dumb TikTok stuff.
Yes.
Jennifer Coolidge, she's very funny.
Yes.
He's on there. King Charles, Salman Rushdie. That poor guy got stabbed in the face. You see that a couple of months ago?
No.
Yeah. Really? He's giving a talk. He's controversial. He gets stabbed, and he might not see out of one of his eyes. Poor guy.
Wow.
And then Brittany Griner, that basketball player.
Oh, yes.
Also controversial. Pioneers include YouTuber Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah. Grayson loves Mr. Beast.
Our seven-year-old, a big fan of his.
Loves him. I had to drive 25 minutes out of my way to find a Mr. Beast burger for him so he could try it, and he doesn't even eat hamburgers.
In the leader category, you got Biden, McConnell, Alito, Cindy McCain. So I guess that's pretty broad. And then in the Titans category, Angela Bassett, soccer star Lionel Messi, Patrick Mahomes, Elon Musk, innovators, Bob Iger, the Disney guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who's on the show, Jared Carmichael. I don't know why.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. Funny guy. I don't know why he's an innovator. And then that people love that Natasha Lyonne. Now, I remember her years ago. She was in the American Pie movie, those goofy comedy movies. But now she's like this actress, and she's got that raspy voice and the New York, kind of like the Woody Allen accent.
Very memorable.
People seem to like her. So anyway, Time Magazine, most influential people list out there. I'm on the list myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, I'm right above Putin and right below I don't know.
That's terrible. You know, I'm on the time.com, and you can see all their photos and all of their...
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is it looks like, I'm not sure exactly how they decide these and if these are just letters, but under each one of the names of the people who are on the list is another name, and I don't know if that's who they were who they were nominated by, or if they're just writing, like it says Drew Barrymore, and then it says by Jimmy Kimmel, and then there's a whole note that Jimmy Kimmel wrote, so I don't know if
they write a little speech for him.
Yeah, I don't know if they get nominated by them, or if this is just, right, like their introduction.
Remember that thing yesterday with Al Roker? Nobody cares. Kind of how I feel about this whole thing.
Well, it's not that I even care about any of these people or what they do. It's just interesting that they made the list, and I wonder why. Like you said, you know, Jennifer Coolidge is very funny, and she's very relevant this year because of the show.
The most influential person?
To be one of the most influential people of the year, I don't know. But she was nominated by Mia Farrow, or Mia Farrow wrote her note on here. I just don't know how that works.
All of it's very pretentious, in my opinion. Yeah. But, Joe, I got to be. This is absolutely true. About 10 minutes ago, I said, "All right, so what's the final thing? What are we doing in the 7 o'clock here?" Because what I really wanted to do is remember the other day I told you when you were out, we did adult movie or tennis, and we had the sound of people grunting, and it was either it was either a clip of an adult movie,
a lot of reaction,
or it was a clip of someone playing tennis, right? Because it's good. Well, I found another one today that I really wanted to do, but Rochelle said, why don't we do something a little more highbrow? Just try to,
I don't know,
let's not be in the gutter all the time. So we decided to go ahead and do this.
That's more fun being in the gutter than doing highbrow.
I'm talking about all these people that are influential, and I'd rather be talking about adult movies and...
Well, we could
The influential, I'm listening to his names, and I didn't know half of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I feel watching the award shows. I don't know who have to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wonder why they are the most influential, because I don't think that a lot of people know who most of these people are. So I just, what makes them so influential? Like, it doesn't give you an explanation on here. It just lists them under categories, and then there's some other celebrity that wrote a note about them. So why?
Right.
Like, why do you get that honor?
and this is not making a judgment on anybody, but Brittany, the basketball player.
Yeah.
Would you have ever even known who she was if she hadn't tried to smuggle pot in the Soviet Union and got caught?
No. Matter of fact, I didn't even know about that part. I didn't hear about it until we let the El Chupa go to get her back.
I never. And again, I'm a sports fan, but I'm not big. I don't know anything about the WNBA. But she's a great basketball player, but top influential person. I don't know. I mean,
I think there are some names on this list that do make sense. Like Judy Blume is on there. She's an author. I mean, I think she's influential to children, to a lot of people. There are some, you know, King Charles. I don't know that he's really a positive influence. But
this is boring. Well, you know, we could have done his garden tool or sex toy. That's what I had ready to go.
All right.
Why did we do this? Honest to God.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Garden tool or sex toy?
I know. I found a list today, and there, some of them are the garden tool, and some of them are in actual adult toys on Amazon Marketplace. And I was like, we should have done that instead of talking about this BS. Who cares?
Yeah, we got to do that next week. Put that on a list for next week.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Or if you want, we can talk about how the Sox sucked last night and how the Yankees sucked last night. Man, the Yankees game was terrible. The Red Sox game was terrible. Oh, my God.
It's April. Don't worry about it.
I'm fine. Instead, we're talking about...
enjoy the baseball. Back.
Talking about Judy Blume. I mean, Jesus.
Okay.
You know, she has a rest area named after her.
I did know that. Yeah.
There's a, not a Smashburger. What's the other one? Shake Shack. There's a Shake Shack in there.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm.
Garden tool or sex toy coming soon to this radio station.
That's right. I still think we should do share or bear, but that's just me.
And I don't mean to criticize your editorial decisions. You're right. We should be better than just talking about sex toys. So,
I mean, I have nothing against talking about sex toys. I really don't. I just figured it's already Friday. We're talking about dump crooks. We're talking about...
Yeah, you're right.
There's Florida everywhere. I mean,
it's an important story to talk about these influential individuals that impact our culture and one of our lives.
I don't know that it's important. I don't know that anyone cares, but it is a top story today. So that's why I said, well,
maybe... Time Magazine making these... And I'm just sitting here going, this is boring.
That's fine, and I'm not saying it wasn't boring. I'm just saying it was a top story today, and since there's already so much smut, maybe we don't talk about porn today. I don't know. I don't know.
Good news. I get the fart sound coming soon.
Fantastic.
For the Fast Five, which is on the way.
There you go.
Rose and Marshall.
And for hashtag mom, every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Maybe we should do something a little more intelligent and not assume that the audience is a big like you. All right, we'll try it. 3 minutes in. Oh, this is so boring. I just want to talk about the sex toys. It's funny.
You and Al Roker, huh?
We hear from mom, 7:20 and 9:20. We share them just like this.
Chelsea Moore said, funny how my kid knows the answer to everything unless it's something I specifically asked.
Sure. That's like you and me.
Michelle Newman said, last night, I hid the Oreos under my son's folded clothes in a basket and asked him to put it away, which he swears he did. Now he's standing in front of the pantry freaking out that the Oreos are gone. Who wants to tell him?
Oh, my God. The Oreos are gone. It's a crisis.
At Jessica 1981 said, overheard my 13-year-old bragging to his friend that he's an adult now and he can download and do whatever he wants on his phone and his parents can't do anything about it. So I went on my phone onto our family app and locked him out of his phone. Try me again, bud.
The family app.
That's right.
This is like a big thing moms have to do now with the kids online and all of that. Yeah.
You have to. I mean, you got to watch what they're doing.
I'm going to go ahead and take a leap and guess that she was born in 1981 as well. Put that handle there. Jessica, 1981.
But yeah, probably.
I'm just
going
to go ahead and make a guess.
Yeah.
It's the kind of Sherlock Holmes I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20. Say what in. You might hear yours soon. Look at this. It's Fun Fact Friday.
Woo!
In my hand, the perennial envelope. Hermetically sealed, kept in Tiger Woods' golf bag since Sunday at noon. Here it contained facts that are fun. Man, that was a disaster for him last weekend at the Masters.
Yeah, not so good.
Facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. These are fun facts.
Sometimes
they are. Mm-hmm. In the 1830s, ketchup was turned into pills and sold as a medicine to treat indigestion and diarrhea.
Ooh.
I feel like it would have the opposite effect.
Yeah. A ketchup pill?
Ketchup pill.
Interesting.
We get a condiment for your ailment and an ailment for your condiment. I don't know what that means. Jimi Hendrix and Joe Pesci. We were just talking about Joe Pesci yesterday.
Yeah.
We're both in the same band back in the 60s, a New Jersey band, as a matter of fact. Joey D and the Starlighters, who had the big hit song, The Peppermint Twist, named after the former Peppermint Lounge in the city.
Really?
They were not in the band at the same time, but both of them played guitar for Joey D, who is, by the way, 84 years old and my Facebook friend. Not Joe Pesci.
No, not.
But Joey
no.
D is my Facebook friend.
I don't think
friend.
Joe Pesci will ever be your Facebook friend.
I feel like if somehow Joe Pesci became my Facebook friend, he would
probably
be quite upset about the whole matter.
Very
He'd
much
want
so.
To find a guy and say, No. You click like on Robbie's page. I want to know why you think I want to be friends with him. I want to know. No, you clicked it, not me. People around the world drink more goat milk than cow milk. Have you ever had goat milk?
Yeah.
What's that taste like? I don't know that I've ever had goat
very,
milk.
Very, very bitter. Mm. Very bitter.
How do you feel about buttermilk?
It's similar. It's a little less thick. It's thinner, but it's very bitter. Not good. Don't recommend.
Listen, you always want thicker, not thinner, okay?
Sexy.
And let me tell you, you haven't lived until you've heard a Rochelle rant on how gross buttermilk is.
It's not good.
Not her favorite.
Mm-mm.
It is possible to be denighted by England if you've committed a crime and are sentenced to at least 3 years in prison. The king or queen at the time could decide to de-knight you. Five people over the last 100 years have been de-knighted. Who knew that the queen mom was de-knighting people?
That stinks. I wonder if there's a ceremony for that. Is there a de-knighting ceremony?
Well, you know how they put the sword on either shoulder when they do that? I don't want to know how it goes the other way.
Smack you in the ass.
Stick it to you. Thought I was dead.
Oh, poor Queenie.
We just checked. She's dead.
Yeah.
Spaghetti is plural. Each individual piece is called a spaghetto.
Spaghetto. A spaghetto?
Yeah, spaghetti is plural. Want to try that again?
Yeah.
Each individual piece is called a spaghetto.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like there are parts of Newark that are a spaghetto. Why am I always saying mean things about Newark? We're going there tonight.
Know.
Why am I always saying
it's
mean
really
things?
Not that bad.
In the spaghetto.
Spaghetto.
Wow. All right, that's enough of that. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. I'm going to warn you right now. I'm going to sing again in just a minute.
Oh, great. At least I got a warning.
Yep. There's a little warning, so change the channel now if you don't want to hear it. It's coming. Okay. I don't think you want to miss it, but... Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five, five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Be in the know. Be on top of everything going on for this weekend. You can also stay in touch with us anytime on all the socials, wherever you get your podcast, or find it all at 1071theboss.com. Number five, residents in Hollister, California. I'm going to go ahead and guess that's where that old mall store that was named after this town, Hollister, California. It's like a surf town.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
They're looking to get a 30-year-old sculpture removed from front of the county administrative building because many people think it looks like a giant penis.
Wow.
Here are three residents. They're named Cheryl, Ilya, and Valerie, a.k.a. three Karens, talking about their feelings on this rock sculpture they think looks like a big wiener.
8-foot stone sculpture that just happens to look like a penis.
You know what? I think all of these women, they're all freaks in the bedroom, okay? That's what I think. Because I think, listen, think about this. You see this thing, that's what you think of, and then you stand up there in front of the city council and you say the word, I can't even imagine putting on a suit and tie, getting in front of that little podium in front of the city council and saying, penis? I mean, I
it
can't even imagine.
Like a penis.
Who does that? Something wrong with these people.
I have Googled this sculpture.
Yeah, and?
I can sort of see it, sort of, but you're right. I think you've got to have a pretty dirty mind. Let me tell you,
if that is what your wiener looks like, you need to see a proctologist right now.
Yeah.
You need to head out to the dock right now.
Look at the sculpture.
It doesn't look like anything.
See?
Oh, now I do. Thank you.
Okay, that was from Everybody Loves Raymond, but I thought it was apropos. Number four, are you following this Arnold Schwarzenegger thing? This is like top news.
No.
Arnold got a crew together, filled a pothole in his L.A. neighborhood. He said, as a former governor, there's nothing more important politicians can do than fix the roads.
Yeah.
He's, I always say, let's not complain. Let's do something about it. So he got on his hands and knees. This is the very bougie Brentwood neighborhood, and it filled the pothole.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Can you imagine you're driving down the street in your BMW and there's the friggin' Terminator filling a pothole? You're like, holy crap, there he is.
No, also, can he come to Jersey? Because I've got a lot of work for him. A lot.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's a pothole. It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor at all.
Man, oh man.
It's not a tumor.
Bonus story for you. Fairbanks, Alaska. Resident spotted a young moose who had fallen through some ice in the water. Well, with the help of community members and police officers, able to pull the moose back to safety.
I looked out the window here, and right over there, you can see this moose.
Right over, you know what that is over there? That's a moose.
That's a moose.
Luckily, he's doing just fine.
Oh, good.
Here's the moose talking about this harrowing experience.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
No, that's not the moose.
Different moose.
That's not the moose.
It's not that moose, but it's a different moose.
It's not a tumor.
Isn't that right, Sheriff?
I looked out the window here, and right over there, you can see this moose.
You just see that moose? He's right there.
See the moose.
Number three, I don't know why that amuses me, but it does. 2023 inductees to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry, Madonna's Like a Virgin, the whole album.
Okay.
The Super Mario Brothers theme song.
Really?
And John Lennon's Imagine.
Oh, okay.
Remember I said I was going to sing before?
Yeah.
One of those is not like the others. How is John Lennon's Imagine not already in there?
Right, right.
We didn't get around to that. We'll get, the year we put in Super Mario Brothers theme, we'll get to John Lennon's Imagine.
Yeah,
that's... Library of Congress.
That's odd. Very odd.
We didn't think of that one. We got the Super Mario theme this year. Yeah, I guess we can include Imagine.
Is that done by a vote? Is that a voting thing?
Who knows? It's probably Irving Azoff's fault.
Okay.
Google it.
I was wondering.
Number two, MLB's changes have cut the game by a half an hour. Some fans think this is great, except for beer makers. Beer makers have been complaining to major league owners saying they need to extend the window to buy beer all the way through the eighth inning. I didn't realize, I never stopped to think about this, but that's true. They close the beer vendors in the seventh inning stretch
because
they don't want people continuing to drink before they got to get in their car and drive home.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea.
No, probably not.
Every time I've been to a baseball game, it's just like golf, it's a beer an inning.
Yeah.
So by the time you get to seven, I'm good. I really don't need any more.
Sir, have you been drinking a little bit this afternoon? Or
I looked out the window. Have you been drinking? Yeah. Right over there, you can see this moose.
I'm sure. Have you been drinking, sir? And number one, we were talking about the Royals earlier. Prince Harry has announced, you hear about this, that he's going to King Charles's coronation.
Yes.
Meghan Markle says she's staying home.
She's not going.
And this is a classic husband and wife deal where the husband wants to do something. He knows, she knows, everybody that knows them knows he shouldn't be going.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He says, well, I'm going to go. And she goes, fine, you go. I'll stay home.
To make matters worse, they're celebrating their, I believe it's their son's birthday. So he's not going to be there for that. So that's going to be a fun weekend, the weekend after when he is home.
Meghan issued her own statement saying she will be in California with young Archie and Lilibet.
Yes.
Maybe she'll be, they live in California. She can help Arnold plug some potholes.
Perfect.
Hey, there they are. Look at that. Thanks for fixing this. Road was very bumpy before.
Not a tumor at all.
Friday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Abigail Breslin. She was a little girl from Signs and Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, yes.
She's 27 today.
Wow.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, 46. Adrian Brody is 50. I believe that's also the square inchage out of his nose. That's a big nose and a big Adam's apple there.
Yes.
Anthony Michael Hall, you remember him from Weird Science and The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles back in the day. He's 55. Brad Garrett, we were just talking about everybody loves Raymond. Richie Blackmore from Deep Purple celebrates today. Today is National Ex-Spouses Day. Your thoughts?
I'm not celebrating that. Are you kidding me? Why is that a day?
This is to you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Ironically, today is also the anniversary of the Titanic colliding with an iceberg.
Yeah, makes sense.
Coincidence? I think not. Riddle me that. Happy Ex-Spouses Day, Joe.
I know. I'll never let go. I'll never let go. Blah, 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 blah.
There. Yeah. Amen. Amen, Joe.
Joe calls it the dark period.
Yeah.
That always cracks me up.
That was a terrible movie. I'm sorry. Terrible movie.
What, Titanic?
The special effects were great. The rest of it was awful.
Never seen Titanic. I've seen just little
don't
bits
bother.
And pieces. I know what happens. Why should I see it? I don't care.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I don't know if that's a good excuse, but I know I'm in the minority. I know I'm in the extreme minority, but that was a horrible, I thought it was a horrible movie.
Let me ask you this. If ever we were all out in Vegas, would you be enthusiastic about seeing Celine Dion? Because
I
love Celine Dion. I don't care.
I'd go see you.
She put out new music yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How's the song? Have we listened to it?
I didn't listen to it, but I saw it on her Instagram. I didn't get a chance to click on it. So she.
You want to bring that up while we're doing this? Maybe we can listen to a little piece of that here. Oh, that's exciting news. Because she had some sort of an ailment or something. I'm glad she's doing all right.
She's got
stiff. It's called like stiff person syndrome or something where it causes.
I had that for most of my 20s.
Uh-huh, but it causes like her muscles to spasm and she tightens up everywhere. She can't even sing.
No,
so
that's
it's
terrible.
Interesting that she can do that.
I'm glad she's got the new music out. Also, a brief correction here. We just had somebody text in. Text Connect, by the way, if you're looking for it, 774-4444. I said proctologist, but that's the butt. It's a urologist for the other way around. So urologist would be the wiener guy.
Yes.
So that's my mistake. I'm sorry about that.
I got a guy in Brooklyn.
Hang on. This is Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Very Celine.
Give me a big note, Celine. And you will love again. I tell you, that's enough of that.
She's in a movie called Love Again, so she must be doing this song.
That's what that is.
I love her. I do. I think she's got an amazing voice, but that sounds a little auto-tuned, doesn't it? I don't care for that.
That was very Celine-y.
It's just okay, but...
Yeah.
I'm sure. What were you going to say? You got a urologist you want to recommend to me?
No, I'm just saying I got one. If you need one, I got a guy.
I'm always looking for somebody just in case. I want these guys on retainer just in case. You never know when you're going to... Because you need to see one of those guys. It's not a wait and see situation. That's a right now.
No.
I need, you know, that's a right now situation.
Yeah, exactly.
5 grand in your hand.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Who's this?
Jackie.
Where are you from?
Barnegat.
Okay. I have a question for you. What would you do with $5,000 cash?
I spend it wisely.
Oh, good answer. Well,
I don't know if that's a good answer. I think you should spend frivolously. That's the way to do it.
Okay, I'll go with that.
There you are. Well, guess what? You're qualified for $5,000. You're the 10th caller through. So nice going on qualifying for the grand prize. Let's fire up the free money machine, see how much money we got for you right now, Jackie. You ready?
Okay.
Here it goes. And downloading. $100 bill. Another $100 bill. That's it. $200 cash. Nice job.
Great.
Great way to start the morning. $200 qualified for the $5,000. Jackie, tell them who is the free money radio station.
107.1 The Boss.
That's an exhilarating feeling. Give away the free money.
Oh, that's great.
Nice going, Jackie. Two more chances, by the way, to qualify for the $5,000 today. We do it three times every workday. And you get anywhere from 100 to 500 just for playing along, just like Jackie did there in Barnegat. Barnegat, as she says.
Yes.
She says, is that the French pronunciation? Barnegat.
I don't know.
I always said Barnegat, but maybe it's Barnegat.
I said Barnegat, yeah. Well, whatever.
Nice going, Jackie.
We know where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? You know, we got the Springsteen concert tonight, and then I think I'm just going to lay face down on the floor for the rest of the weekend. What are you up to this weekend?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I haven't received my instructions yet, so I don't know.
Are you anticipating in the back of your mind a honey-do list? Is there something you're expecting?
I hope that whatever we do, it's right here. In this house, I don't want to go anywhere, but I imagine that that's not going to be the case. So.
I see. Okay. So she's got plans you just don't know about yet.
Yeah, probably.
That's terrifying. And I couldn't live like that.
You know, it's just the way, you know, I mean, it's always like that. So, you know, it's fine. Listen, a lot of guys are like that. You know, they don't know what they're doing until they receive their instructions, you know? So you get like, the instructions and then you know what you're doing.
It's like Mission Impossible.
Right.
If you choose to accept it, understand that if your mission fails, we will deny any knowledge of this operation.
Right. We don't know who you are, right? Exactly. No, it's because the weather's kind of putting a monkey wrench into it because we were going to spend some time down again working on the boat. But I don't know if that's going to happen now that the weather's going to be dicey, so we'll see.
You know, we could have dinner as a group. I would do that. Oh, all right.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, you're right. Good.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, we could do that.
Never mind. Thought I'd throw it out there.
You know, you got to spring these things on me a little bit earlier in the week.
Why? You just said you had no plans.
Well, I know that, but still, that means we got to drive all the way down there.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, we'll come up there. We live like 30 minutes away from each other. It's not a big deal.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Besides, you know what? I'm going out with Del Giorno and Tina Lang on Wednesday, so that's a lot in 1 week.
Okay. I've lost interest in having dinner with you, speaking to you, emailing with you. I want no part of you. The good news is this is the new promo, so we'll get this on here.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Joe's like, you got to take that one off about Rochelle's birthday. It was like 3 months ago, you know.
No, that was funny. I tell you what, though, I was driving around yesterday, and I had I have the station on all the time, but a lot of times when I'm around here, I'm just doing stuff, and at least I was in the car driving up and down the parkway, and I heard that promo with the diabetes. I almost drove off the road. It was really funny.
Is that the one where we sing the Ozempic jingle?
Yes, it was really funny. It just kept getting funnier. very funny stuff. Anyway, we are brilliant. I'll tell you that. It's awesome.
And humble.
And humble.
It's He Said, She Said,
and Nolan Said.
With Robbie and Rochelle.
I thought we needed a little smut, little Friday fun. Here you go. What is the worst song to have playing while you're making whoopee, so they used to say in the Newlywed Game.
Oh, jeez.
There's an article this morning out about the most romantic songs, the songs that get you in the mood, give you all those happy feelings. We thought we'd go the opposite way and ask you, what would be the worst song to have on to just a real turnoff if you're looking for those special moments? I'm going to say It's Raining Men. That's the first one that comes to me. That would turn me off. Like, for some, maybe not. That's fine. But for me, that'd be a little bit of a turnoff.
About that angel, that Sarah McLachlan, the animal song that's always playing in the Humane Society.
I feel like that might better my chances because I immediately would start to weep like a baby. And
but nobody wants to.
Well, it makes me seem vulnerable and sensitive.
Yeah, but nobody wants to like make whoopee while you're crying. That's not.
Would that make me look like you need to coddle me and love me a little bit? No. All right.
How about Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah, there you go.
Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago.
Or Taps.
Oh, Oh, man, that's funny. That's depressing.
The Seinfeld theme.
Yeah, any of those things. Annoying. Yeah. Mambo number 5.
Oh, that's a good one.
A little bit of Jessica.
What's that? It's a country song. Alan Jackson, the little bitty.
That's what it's called. Yeah, that sends the wrong message. How about the Ozempic jingle?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Anything by the Muppets.
Anything by the Muppets, yeah.
Well, Rainbow Connection doesn't float your boat? Come on now.
Also in that same mode, Baby Shark.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know how many people are driving along right now and just started going, Baby Shark. Damn that Joe Nolan. He put that Baby Shark song in my head.
American classic.
Yeah, you can see Joe's got grandkids. He knows all the Baby Shark. Huh?
Yeah.
See how this goes? The worst song to play when make it whoopee. Do I sound like Bob Eubanks a little bit?
A little bit.
Worst song you can have. That would just turn you off, ruin the mood. 732-774-4444. You know the number, 774-4444. Lines are open. Call, text, or Facebook us. Those are coming right up.
Thank God it's Friday night, and I just
hear me now. Praise the Lord. You have reached the promised land of Friday. Ooh, yeah. F-R-I-D-A-Y. Don't it feel fine? For each weekend here across the great Garden State and beyond. Happy Titanic hitting the iceberg day.
Yeah.
Oh. By the way.
I'm getting down. I'm getting down.
And you've had a stressful week, you think? You filing your taxes yet? Oh, God. Everybody on your case. Now, including Uncle Sam and the IRS. So, you know what you do? You exercise the demons of the week. Work week is done. Say, hey! Boss man, don't watch me. Watch the smoke. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm blowing this popsicle stand. I ain't gonna work here no more. You take this job and shove it. That's right. More cowbell, please. This is the one and only, no baloney, often imitated, never duplicated, world famous. Finally, Friday. Freak out on the radio, and you just gotta go ahead and kiss
the week. Goodbye.
Love it, boy.
To see what
come on.
Everyone's looking at you. You wanna be in the show? Come on, baby, let's go. You want a piece of my heart? You better start.
Live and direct from our Nut Hut broadcast facilities, Neptune, New Jersey, USA.
Planet Earth.
This is the world famous Finally Friday Freak Out on the Radio.
It's Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow.
How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started in here.
Showtime,
baby.
Friday. Oh, man, is that going to sound good live tonight? I hope he does that one. I like the good music, the sweet soul music, baby. Bruce playing on the boss. Finally, Friday Freakouts on the radio. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Ain't going to get that from that point station, I'll tell you that. Oh, my God. Just underway with this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Or muddy as can be, baby. This is the worst song to start playing when you're trying to make love. What would ruin the mood? Just throw you completely off your game.
Text from 7060 said, you twos, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That's a good answer.
John said, Christmas shoes.
Oh, God. I'd like to buy these shoes.
This song is the worst.
For my mommy, please.
If I never heard that song ever again, it would be too soon.
That'd be fine. And not because it isn't a beautiful song, it's just because my heart can't take it.
You're a monster if you don't cry at that song. You're a monster.
That's right. You, sir, are a monster.
Ron said, whoop, there it is. Which I kind of think might be fun, but...
What do you think of this? Does this turn you on? You think this is a little
Every
striptease?
Time I hear this, I think of weddings when they do the garter toss. Mm-hmm. So I don't... It's all right. I don't know. It's not... It's funny. I would just start laughing.
This is what you call a shoulder shaker.
Like, if you turned this on and walked into the bedroom, and so I just would laugh. I wouldn't mean to.
What if I had on pasties with tassels?
I would absolutely crack up and then try to find my phone as fast as possible.
So what you're telling me is it'd be a big turnoff. Wouldn't put you in the mood whatsoever.
I don't know if turnoff would be the word. I just don't. I wouldn't be able to take you seriously.
Hey, how you doing? It's the worst song you can start playing when you're trying to make a little love. Have a little fun, do a little dance, make a little love. That's what he said. We'll grab a few more answers here. I think some tickets here to see Tears for Fears. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm just fine. Are you in the witness protection program by any chance?
I am not.
Oh, all right. Are you at work already?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what
it's
it is.
It's the workforce.
That's what it is.
Yes.
It's either witness protection or it's at work.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mike. You got tickets to go see Tears for Fears at the Garden with Cold War Kids, another fine rock band that's coming up June 26th. Nice job on that.
Thank you so much.
Wouldn't you rather hear about sex toys versus the most influential people in Time Magazine? Am I right about that?
Most days of the week, not today.
Ah. All right.
All right.
So he was with you. He didn't want smut today. All right, Mike. Thanks for setting me straight on that. I got the big call for Mike. Okay. Thought I had the right idea, but perhaps not. Nope. Enjoy those tickets to Tears for Fears from Jersey's Classic Concert Connection. Show info, 1071theboss.com. And thank you so much for listening. Good news is we do have some smut coming up here in our He Said.
She Said.
We got decent weather tonight if you're tailgating in the parking lot of the Prudential Center for Bruce. We just gave you a little sample there of live Bruce, part of the Freakout. And they get the B Street Band, one of the premier Bruce-approved tribute bands, I guess, who are playing in the parking lot ahead of time. If you're tailgating, you're going to park there and do some beers in the back of your pickup, yes, whatever you do. Entertainment in the parking lot from the B Street Band. Ross will be on the radio, and Van Dusen with the Boss Roadies be out there live starting at 6 o'clock, and he'll be checking in with live reports from the tailgating starting at 6.
Tailgate is sometimes funner than the show.
Well, we'll see what happens. Bruce Knight's out. You got to pace yourself with a Bruce show. You never know how late that sucker's going to go.
Right.
It's He Said... She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Wrap it up. What is the worst song I could play during those sweet, intimate, romantic moments? Totally ruined the mood, throw you off your game. When you're trying to have a little loving, you don't want this happening. You walk in the bedroom, this is not the song you want playing, all right? What is it?
Several text messages for Elton John's The Bitch Is Back.
Wow. Would not have thought of that. You sick, twisted people, you.
Text from 0495 said, all my exes live in Texas.
That's a great song.
That is a good song, but not one that
all
you want.
All my exes live in Texas.
Not only because of the lyrics, but also it's just kind of like not a sexy song at all.
Things like this.
And a text from 6116 said, it's a small world after all.
On a loop over and over and over again.
That's like the Baby Shark. You just... No, don't do it.
How would you feel about a Josh Groban song? I know you love him.
Ugh, no.
He's got some pretty love songs, no?
He's got a beautiful voice. I don't like him, though, and it would not work for me.
Now, let me ask you this. We have this, I would call it somewhat strange obsession with Peebo Bryson, the 80s R&B singer.
His birthday yesterday.
Did we miss him on the birthday file yesterday?
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Mr. Bryson, I apologize. Nothing but love, respect, and admiration and joy that you bring us. But I'm curious if that would turn you on or if you would just start giggling if we had Peebo Bryson on.
I'm not the type of person who really likes music on as it is. So I don't think, because I really love music. So I get into whatever song is playing. So I would have a hard time being, in that mood at all if any music was playing, unless it was like maybe instrumental, but not like Kenny G instrumental, because that's also
Well, what are you looking for? Like a mariachi band?
No. I guess if it was like a soft piano music playing or something, it'd be fine, but like I couldn't have Kenny G or something absurd like that.
You couldn't take seriously piano music playing.
If it was just on softly in the background.
Welcome to Amici Cafe. And I love you.
See, this is why. No, I can never have music on.
You only need about 48 seconds of music with me anyway, so you're just, what's the point of putting a song on in the first place? All right. It's a worse song to have playing when you're trying to make whoopee. You're He Said.
She said.
Text anytime. We do check these even after the show. 774-4444 or on the Facebook. Thank you for your answers. A couple more answers. He said. A lot of these in the Boss Text Connect. 774-4444. Worst song to have playing while you're making love.
1673 said She Bangs, sung by William Hung from American Idol.
I love William Hung.
0773 said The Star Spangled Banner.
Mission accomplished.
And then you got another texter that said, oh my God, Robbie's in rare form today. I'm just about peeing myself. I'm laughing so hard.
Well, isn't that nice?
You're in rare form.
Put on those Depends, baby. Then we're back here Monday, probably, at 6 a.m.
Maybe.
Dead guy in the envelope. He said.
She said.
Will happen at 7:50, 7:29, 20. We'll do mob confessions. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Fast Five, the birthdays. Comedian on here. You might not have heard of him. I got to tell you, I kind of sort of discovered him on YouTube because his person reached out. I'm like, man, this guy, who is he? He is so funny.
Very funny.
He was just in Point Pleasant Beach at Uncle Vinny's, and he's going to be in New York, and he's got a new YouTube special. His name's Greg Warren. I'm telling you, this guy is like funny. The next big hot comedian. He's hysterical. So we'll talk to him. And listen, I'm not easily impressed. We'll talk to him.
No.
On a Monday morning as well, so that'll be good. Thanks again to our friends John and Lisa from Chocolate Carousel Wall for coming in this morning. That's fun.
Yes.
We get the video up, and they just posted on their page, which is just terrifying. I don't know. I definitely have a face made for radio. Oh, my God, a picture.
Stop
I
look it. Come on.
Picture. So anyway, but thank those guys for coming in. We had the lemon bar this morning, blueberry lemon bar.
Yummy.
This morning, you want a good recipe, something sweet for the weekend. Check that out, Robbie and Rochelle Radio on Facebook or 107.1 The Boss.